Hello and welcome to the Art Engager podcast with me, Claire Baum. I'm here to share techniques and tools to help you engage with your audience and bring art, objects and ideas to life. So let's dive into this week's show. Hello and welcome back to the Art Engager podcast. I'm your host, Claire Baum of Thinking Museum, and this is episode 51. So way back in 2011, I discovered the magic of visible thinking and started developing a new method, what became visible thinking in the museum, or VTM for short. Visible thinking in the museum is an easy-to-follow method that allows educators like you to confidently design, lead, and manage engaging, inquiry-led discussions with art, objects, and ideas for any audience. But what's it all about? And why should you use it? So all will be revealed in this week's episode. So today we're talking about the foundations, the principles and the practices of the VTM method, and I'm going to give you 8 ways it can help you. But before that, last week I chatted with the amazing Gabrielle Grime for our 50th episode. We chatted slow looking thinking routines and why she stays up till midnight to attend classes. So do go and listen to episode 50. That's our first Pictures of Practice if you haven't already. We had a lovely chat. And as always, if you want to support the show, you can do so by treating me to a cup of tea on buymeacoffee.com/Claire Baum. I'll put a link in the show notes. Thank you for all your support so far. You can always find the links in the show notes. They're on my website, thinkingmuseum.com/podcast. And this is episode 51. So now let's get on with today's show. So I've talked before about how VTM came about when I was developing this new program at the Tropen Museum, but I haven't spent much time talking about the principles, the practices, and the key ideas behind it, or the ways in which it can help you as an educator. And importantly, it's helped me to develop and grow over the years too. It's important to also mention here that this method is something that I've been actively developing through my practice over the last 11 years. It's been constantly evolving and growing as I grow too. So the VTM that was around 10 years ago is quite a bit different to the method I'm talking about today. So first of all, who is it for? Who is VTM for? So it can be used by museum educators, museum heritage and tour guides, volunteers, museum docents, learning practitioners, and teachers in all sectors of education. It's also been used by creatives and entrepreneurs, freelancers, therapists, and mindfulness practitioners. And I think the wide variety of people who use it and have taken my courses in the past shows you how flexible this method really is. So how does it work? Well, the VTM method is really a flexible structure around which you can explore and discuss a wide variety of materials, in particular, museum and heritage collections and their stories. The method puts engagement front and centre. Now, there are 8 practices associated with the method, and I'll share them with you now. Some of them you may be familiar with. Slow looking, thinking routines, questioning skills, facilitation skills, collaborative learning, multimodality, practice and coaching, and finally, reflective practice. Now, each of these practices plays a crucial role in the method. I always say to people, it's not just about the thinking routines. It's the combination of practices that make this such a powerful method. It's not just a strategy either. This method is a practice, a way of being, or a state, you could say. Now, whilst I love thinking routines, I love their structure, their flexibility, their variety, the way they foster thinking, I know it also takes more to create an engaging and memorable discussion around art and objects. Which is why you'll also need to work on your questioning technique. You'll need to have good facilitation skills. You'll need to also work on a variety of different ways and encourage collaborative learning. And you need to practice, practice, practice. You need to get coached and receive feedback. And you need to have this truly reflective practice. So it's the combination of all these eight practices together that make the VTM method so powerful. These practices are the foundation for the method, which is why so many episodes in this podcast have been about subjects related to all of these. That's why I keep going on about questions, facilitation, coaching, reflection, and more. So when I was developing this method, I wanted to really simplify the demands of leading inquiry-based, discussion-led, interactive programs. And I wanted to address some of the key concerns that educators have shared with me over the past 11 years, such as things like, how do I know what questions to ask? How do I know what questions are good questions? What if someone asks me a question I don't know the answer to? Also, how, when, and where will I share all my wonderful art historical, or technical knowledge? What will happen if I hand over control to the participants? What if no one says anything? And how do I structure a discussion-based program? What happens if we go off topic or go off on tangents? So I really wanted to simplify the process of leading these engaging discussions around art and objects. I wanted to develop a method that engaged both the educator, which I call the facilitator, and the participants, aka the audience. I wanted to get rid of the confusion surrounding inquiry-led programs and develop a flexible process that made sense to educators. So VTM is what I call inquiry made simple. It's a really easy to follow process that allows you to confidently design, lead, and manage engaging sessions. It helps you to design and structure your programs. It helps you to facilitate and manage discussions. And it helps you to really engage any audience with the art, artifact, or idea you're discussing. So as I said, engagement is at the heart of VTM, and the method is based around the idea that true engagement with objects involves three basic ingredients. So the first one is sustained or slow looking. So slow looking allows us to see the whole picture and helps us to avoid hasty interpretation. It allows us to make time for connections to happen. The second ingredient, shared visual inquiry. So this is when we're reasoning together out loud, we're putting forward new ideas, we're responding to and building on the ideas of others, and we're generating further questions. And the third ingredient is personal discovery. So experiences in museums and experiences with art or objects makes us think. These experiences allow us to draw on our emotions, allow us to pull from personal experiences and make connections. And talking about your personal connections to a work of art helps you to construct meaning, helps you to articulate your thoughts about what you're seeing, your feeling, and your thinking. So this is all about you and the artwork. It's not about curators, it's not about wall labels or books or anything. It's about what that work of art means to you and perhaps just you, you alone. Now, any of these three ingredients, the slow looking, the shared inquiry, the final one, which is personal discovery, would create engagement on their own. But put together, that's when the magic happens. So those are the foundations for the method. And on top of that, there are some core principles that are essential. So the shared visual inquiry, creating memorable experiences, moving participants from a passive role into an active role, changing the role of the guide from expert to facilitator, developing thinking dispositions, and cultivating engagement with us, with others, with art, objects, and ideas. So I'd like to now talk about some of the benefits of using the VTM method. So first of all, it provides a flexible structure. So the thinking routines provide this loose, flexible structure around which you can base the discussion of an artwork or object. And this structure organizes thoughts and serves as the backbone for the discussion and helps you and your audience to know what to expect next. The thinking routines also help the discussion to become a rounded whole rather than a loose muddle of open-ended questions. The second benefit is that using VTM improves your questioning skills and helps you to know what questions to ask. So when you're using thinking routines, the questions in the routine are carefully worded to allow for multiple interpretations and to open up discussions. And the wording of the questions in the routines also helps educators format their own open-ended questions. So by using thinking routines on a regular basis, it actually improves your question formulation skills. The method also teaches you to notice and be aware of how a carefully placed or well-formulated question can change everything. Number three, this is all about information. So learning the VTM method will help you to know how, when, and if you should add contextual information. So it helps you to learn to use your knowledge in a productive and strategic way. We always help participants in our courses to learn to be aware of the power of information and how you can use it to engage the group and further inquiry rather than boring them to tears with endless facts. So we encourage participants to think, does your information provide a jumping off point for dialogue, or does it shut down new insights from the participants? So also throughout the method, you'll learn how to drip feed information in small amounts and at appropriate time. So factual or supplemental information can be added as and when required with VTM, or even not at all. Okay, benefit four, flexibility. So this method is not a one-size-fits-all or a my-way-or-the-highway approach. Thinking routines are intended to be flexible structures, and this method is flexible too. So once you get used to using it, it can be adapted or modified to suit the needs of the group. You can also adapt and modify the thinking routines or create your own thinking routines too. We also teach participants to combine thinking routines so that they form a nice, well-rounded discussion. So for example, looking 10 times two goes really well with step inside. And I'd like to point out that it's your method. I teach you how it works and then you make it your own to fit into your toolbox and use in your unique way as a facilitator. Okay, number five. Using this method teaches you how to design and lead memorable experiences. So this way of working is so, so rewarding. You'll be able to witness firsthand what happens when a group of participants are truly engaged with an artwork or object and when they're connecting with each other and with you. You'll see the wow moments and you'll see the oohs and the ahs and you'll hear their questions, theories and suggestions. And I can assure you that no two programs will ever be the same again. Okay, number six. You can use VTM in a huge variety of contexts and environments. It's not just for art museums. So I've worked with individuals and teams in all types of museums in the past. So art, history, ethnographic, science, and more. I've worked with historic houses. I've worked with nature and conservation organizations. I've worked with dance and opera as well. I've taught them the VTM method so that they can lead engaging discussions about their own collections and their own environments with their own unique audiences. Okay, number seven. Number seven is all about connection before content. So this is a mantra for VTM because you want to be connecting people before you think about sharing any content. You want to connect people to why they're there, to their purpose. You want to connect people to each other and to you. And you want to create a space where people can talk and converse freely. So connection before content. Number eight, benefit. And this is a biggie. This is about feeling confident leading inquiry-based programs. Now, inquiry can feel quite scary to start with. And if you're about to take your first steps, or even if you're already on your way, it can seem quite daunting. But this method helps you to take it one step at a time. We start very slowly, we see, think, wonder, and we start sharing basic concepts. And in order to really embed a new way of working, you need to make sure you practice consistently too. So practice and coaching are a big component of the method because it looks so easy when you see a skilled facilitator leading a VTM discussion, but it takes time to develop these swan-like skills. So we take time for regular practice. And the more you practice, the more you gain experience, the more you will grow in confidence. And before long, you'll be wondering what on earth you were worried about in the first place. So there you have it, the foundations, the principles, and the practices of the VTM method, and eight ways it can help you. If you'd like to learn more about VTM, then I'm running a free taster session on Friday the 6th of May, that's 2022, if you're listening in the future, at 1500 hours CET, that's Amsterdam time. In this free 60-minute event, I'm going to introduce you to the principles of the method and how it can be applied in a museum or heritage environment with collections. You'll also experience a mini art inquiry with thinking routine See, Think, Me, We. I'll also give you an introduction to my VTMO course, what to expect and how it works, and you'll get a chance to ask me questions. This session is free. You just need to register to take part, and then I'll email you the Zoom details. And if you want to learn how to use the VTM method, you can join my VTMO course starting on the 9th of May, 2022. So not long now. You'll get to update your skills. We get to update your toolbox with the latest methods and techniques. You'll become part of a community. You'll also make friends and future collaborators. You'll get new ideas and inspiration too. And if I haven't persuaded you yet, it will transform the way you work with art, objects, and participants in the museum forever. So join my small group program starting next week and experience it for yourself. If you still have questions, take a look at the VTMO page on my website. I'll put a link in the show notes. And if you're ready to sign up, don't delay. We start next week. So I'll put a link in the show notes for the taster session, my VTMO course, and links to more information about my VTM method. So that's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next time. Bye. Thank you for listening to the Art Engager podcast with me, Claire Baum. You can find more art engagement resources by visiting my website, thinkingmuseum.com. And you can also find me on Instagram at Thinking Museum, where I regularly share tips and tools on how to bring art to life and engage your audience. If you've enjoyed this episode, please share with others and subscribe to the show on your podcast player of choice. Thank you so much for listening. and I'll see you next time.